Lesson 126, Colossians. Introduction. Paul taught of Jesus Christ's preeminence, superiority, greatness, or excellence, and warned against false doctrine. He encouraged the saints to set their affections on heavenly things and develop the characteristics of Christ. Paul also instructed them to be gracious and wise in their interactions with others. Suggestions for teaching. Colossians chapters 1 and 2. Paul teaches of Jesus Christ's preeminence and warns against false doctrine. Note: Using the board. Effective use of a chalkboard or whiteboard during a lesson can prepare students to learn and can invite meaningful participation, especially for those who learn visually. On the board, a teacher can outline the major points or principles of the lesson, diagram a doctrine, draw maps, develop flowcharts, display or draw pictures of things found in the scriptures, and do a multitude of other activities that will enhance learning. Draw the accompanying picture on the board. Please refer to the drawing on page 440 of lesson 126. It's a picture of two trees. The one on the left has very little root structure. The one on the right has solid root structure. In the middle is a picture of a tornado or cyclone. If a severe windstorm came, which of these trees would be more likely to fall? Why? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for the whirlwinds we need to be aware of. Quote, "More concerning than the prophesied earthquakes and wars of the last days are the spiritual whirlwinds that can uproot you from your spiritual foundations and land your spirit in places you never imagined possible, sometimes with your barely noticing that you have been moved." End quote. From Spiritual Whirlwinds, Ensign Orleahona, May 2014. What are some examples of spiritual whirlwinds that can uproot or separate us from our faith in Jesus Christ? You may want to invite students to list their answers on the board, near the drawing of the whirlwind. Why can these spiritual whirlwinds be more troubling than physical challenges, such as earthquakes or wars? Invite students to ponder what spiritual whirlwinds might be affecting them. Explain that Paul wrote an epistle to the church members in Colossae, referred to as Colossians. After learning about influences and false teachings there that threatened to uproot them from their faith in Jesus Christ. You may want to invite students to locate Laodicea, which is a short distance west of Colossae, on Bible Maps number 13, the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. Invite students to look as they study Colossians for how Paul sought to strengthen the church members' faith in Christ, and for the blessings of having deeply rooted faith in Christ. Summarize Colossians 1:1-11 by explaining that after greeting the saints in Colossae, Paul acknowledged their faithfulness and explained that the gospel brings forth fruit or blessings in the lives of those who accept it and live it. Paul then taught about Jesus Christ. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Colossians 1:12-19. Ask the class to follow along, looking for truths Paul taught about Jesus Christ. You may want to explain that the word invisible in verse 15 is translated from the Greek word aoratos, which can also mean unseen. Note that Hebrews 11:27 indicates that Moses saw him who is invisible, meaning usually unseen. See also Doctrine and Covenants 67:11. What did Paul teach about Jesus Christ? Using students' words, write the following truth on the board, under the tree with deep roots. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, the firstborn of Heavenly Father's spirit children, the Creator of all things, the head of the church, and the first to be resurrected. Why do you think it is important for us to know and believe these truths about Jesus Christ? How can knowing and believing these truths strengthen our faith in Him? Refer to the word Redeemer in the statement on the board, and explain that Paul reminded the Colossian saints why they needed a Redeemer. Invite a student to read Colossians 1:20-22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught the Colossian saints about their need for a Redeemer. According to verse 21, how does someone become alienated or separated from God? What is the meaning of the word reconcile in verse 20? To bring into agreement or harmony. According to verses 20 and 22, how did Jesus Christ reconcile us to God? Explain that the phrase, made peace through the blood of his cross, refers to the atonement of Jesus Christ. Explain that the blessing of being reconciled to God is conditional. Write the following phrase on the board. We can be reconciled to God through the atonement of Jesus Christ if blank. Invite a student to read Colossians 1:23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what is required to be reconciled to God. What is required on our part to be reconciled to God? What does it mean for us to continue in the faith, grounded and settled? To remain steadfast in our faith in Jesus Christ. Based on what we learned from verse 23, how would you complete the statement on the board? Using students' words, complete the principle on the board as follows. We can be reconciled to God through the atonement of Jesus Christ if we continue to be grounded and settled in our faith. Direct students' attention to the drawing on the board and ask, whom do you know who is like the tree with deep roots, grounded or settled in his or her faith in Christ? How is his or her example a blessing to you? Invite students to read Colossians 2:4-8 silently, looking for the spiritual whirlwinds that were threatening to uproot the Colossian saints. What were the spiritual whirlwinds that threatened to uproot the Colossian saints? Explain that there were several philosophies and traditions being taught by some who were trying to diminish the importance of Jesus Christ. Why would believing false teachings, including teachings that diminish the importance of Jesus Christ, make it easy for someone to be spiritually uprooted? Invite a student to read Colossians 2:5-7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for counsel Paul gave to help the saints avoid being led astray by worldly philosophies and traditions. What does Colossians 2:5-7 teach that can help us avoid being led astray by false worldly philosophies, religious teachings, or traditions? Students may use their own words to identify a principle similar to the following. By being rooted and built up in Jesus Christ, we can avoid being led astray by worldly philosophies and traditions. Write the following questions on the board. What do you believe is one of the most important things we can do to be rooted and built up in Jesus Christ? Why do you believe that one thing is so important? Divide students into groups of three or four. Invite each student to explain his or her answers to the questions on the board to group members. After sufficient time, ask a few students to report what they learned from group members. Invite students to review the personal spiritual whirlwinds they pondered at the beginning of class. Invite them to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals what they will do to remain rooted and built up in Jesus Christ, and to avoid being uprooted by spiritual whirlwinds. Colossians chapters 3 and 4. Paul encourages the Colossians to set their affections on heavenly things and be wise. Summarize Colossians 3 and 4 by explaining that Paul exhorted the Colossian saints to cease from unrighteousness and develop the characteristics of Jesus Christ. He also encouraged them to be prayerful and wise, especially in their interactions with non-Christians. He then relayed the greetings of several of his fellow servants, including Luke. Share your testimony of the truths discussed in this lesson.